855. You can bring us anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. You're going to want to buy your magnets while you still can because they have been banned. We'll explain to you which ones have been banned here in a little bit. 855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Was talking about a just silly, ridiculous, outrageous court experience that I had yesterday. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow morning because we're going back. We've already driven 3 hours to try just to go and support our friend Ademo, who used to host this show on Tuesday nights. We tried to go out to support him yesterday, a group of us here from Keene and some other folks in Manchester, New Hampshire. The courthouse is in Manchester, so it's an hour and a half out there. And
it's a long drive.
Was greeted by one of the most rude court bureaucrats. And I've encountered some rude court bureaucrats.
You're right.
Before.
I mean, we cultivate that.
This man told me to shut up. He told me I was going to be arrested. I was going to be taken to jail. All because I wanted to go into the court clerk's office in a public court building and ask questions. That's what I wanted to do. He tried to tell Kate from ladiesandkeen.com, tried to tell Kate that she was the only one allowed to go into that court clerk's office. Well, ended up being that several people went into the court clerk's office. So clearly he was bluffing on that point, and I called him on it, and he didn't like that very much. And I asserted my right to go into that court office, and I asserted my right as a member of the press. He asked me for some sort of credentials, and I was like, I don't have to show you anything. And I continued walking into the court office. He threatened me multiple times and was absolutely outrageous in his behavior. And I so regret not recording from walking into that courthouse. I will not make the same mistake tomorrow. He also threatened me. He said that if I told him I was going to record this conversation, finally, when I got into the court clerk's office, I got into my phone and started, punching buttons to get to the recording option. And I told him I was going to record the conversation. He said I needed to have his permission to do that. And I said, no, I don't. And I'm going
Apparently, you don't know the laws, yeah. Mr. Law Enforcement Officer. Yeah. I sure do love it when you dum-dums don't know the stuff you're supposed to enforce. Yeah.
So this is my take.
Well, they make it up as they go along. And most of the time it works on most people.
This is my take for, obviously Free Talk Live has an array of an audience. You know, there are people from probably every walk of life that is, that listen to this show. And what I would say to you is, if you look at how the people in the Free State Project have moved to Keene and engaged in activism.
Some of them have, yeah.
Some of them, right.
A portion, a small portion.
Right. And there's activism here that it's not my particular cup of tea. And I've told you that many times that, certainly didn't like when Derek caused a police pursuit. I mean, things like that I just don't think are necessary. But so
he was just trying to ride home, man. He didn't know that they
don't
were.
Don't even get into it, Brad.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so what has happened here is a group of people have moved to New Hampshire and have engaged in very controversial activism. And as a result, the people who are in the government employ have really started to show their true colors. And as someone who's a trained criminal investigator, as I've sat back and watched the way that government employees have mistreated a lot of you, to me it's just very alarming, because whether or not somebody who works in government likes your particular politics, likes you or dislikes you, you're supposed to be treated equally and with respect. And you've been completely banned from the courthouse here in Keene.
Not to mention every liquor store and the local school district buildings.
Right. And
properties.
Right.
And the college.
That's correct.
It's almost no part of the town you're allowed to go anymore.
And you've been completely denied due process the whole way around. And it's obvious that the people who have the power to do this to you, they're doing it because they think they can get away with it.
So far they have.
They can.
And they wouldn't be able to get away with this if this was, if you were a state senator or if you were, someone of note. But, the people are supposed to have the most rights and, not elected government employees. And to anyone who, hears Ian talk about this stuff on the air and is just like, well, you're causing trouble. Okay, yes, there has been activism here that technically could be classified as causing trouble, but that does not justify at all being treated with disrespect or having your rights taken away. And that is what is happening here.
Well, they don't like
it. You're supposed to act like professionals.
Professionals, whether they like it or not.
They're used to being able to tell people what to do and have them do it. And they don't like it when they tell someone what to do and they say, no, that's okay. I'll just go ahead and act as though I have rights and do what I want to do. I'm not hurting anybody. I want to go into that court clerk's office and ask some questions. I mean, their behavior is absolutely outrageous. And the more documentation we can put out about it, you're right, it shows people the corruption that is just systemic with what's going on out there. In fact, there's a great example of how effective this is that is documenting what happens. Because if you don't document it, then all you got is a story. And that's all I can tell you today is because I didn't record most of the outrageous portion. By the time I started my recording in the court clerk's office, by the time I started the recording, the boss man had come in of this thug, this court security thug, and he was like trying to cool his guy down, you know, kind of like good cop, bad cop, like, Bob, you need to leave. Bob, leave. He was trying to like get his guy to just leave the room because he was clearly out of control and losing his cool big time.
If you pulled out your camera, Ian, I bet you $10, because that's what I have in my pocket right now, that you would have been arrested if you had done that.
Like an actual video camera-looking device, because I had pulled my phone out and had started punching things on that.
But I would advise against doing that, because they'll arrest you and take your phone, and you'll never see your phone again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is
What I did was I opened my phone up, and I began recording, and I put it on my belt clip, and I just informed them they were being recorded.
People are not supposed to be treated this way, whether or not you're a liberty activist, a communist, a Democrat, a Republican, an anarchist. It doesn't matter. The government is supposed to treat you with respect. It's supposed to respect your rights.
And it would help them, too, if they did that, because it would help them retain their legitimacy. Because when people look at these videos, clips, some of them see what's really going on. And there's a great example of this right now. If you go to freekeen.com, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has apparently been out in Colorado the last several weeks, you know, back in when they had the fires. He was out there for that. His family, I think, lives out in Colorado, so he's been visiting out there. And Dave Ridley is probably the most consistent videographer in the movement. He's been videoing all manner of different activism for years here in New Hampshire and is really good at getting a lot of videos out on a consistent basis.
And he's a journalist who has integrity and who will cover issues that the mainstream media will not cover. And I have never seen precisely how the mainstream media covers up actual cases of human suffering and government corruption like I have watching what has happened here, what is happening here in Keene, with the way that you guys have been mistreated, with the way the court system has responded. And, you know, it's not supposed to work like this. Everyone is supposed to be treated equally, whether you have 18 horrendous convictions on your record. You're supposed to be treated equally and with respect. And for people, you know, anyone who disagrees what happens here in Keene or who's upset about it, put that aside for a second and just think about, you know, if the people here can be treated differently because government employees don't like them, it could happen to you. And that's not supposed to happen
to you. And that's one of the things that people complain about is, oh, you guys say it's free up there. Well, no, we don't say that. It's the Free State Project. There's a lot of work to be done. Oh, they're doing terrible things to you. Well, that's because we're doing things and we're standing up for our rights.
Don't worry. The bureaucrats in your town, if you actually did some stuff, would do the same stuff to you.
Or worse. Now, there's a really interesting video at freekeen.com. It's the second item down as of when we're doing this, because there's always new stuff being posted. But it's called Keene Activists Have Changed Everything About What I Believed. And that's a quote from a lady who Dave Ridley, I don't know how he found her, out in Colorado. He's interviewing a woman in Colorado who's a mother, and she's talking about her experience in watching the videos from freekeen.com, videos from Derek and myself and other folks, and just her experiencing the corruption, her experiencing the outrageous behavior of the bureaucrats, her experiencing the things you're talking about, Brad. And she said that we've completely changed her perspective on the government. Just by doing what we do, doing the civil disobedience and cataloging all the bureaucrats' responses and what happens to that, she has completely changed her perspective. It's totally on board with...
I wonder how many people that you can claim to have done that with. I just wonder.
You never know, right? I mean, you never know whose lives you're touching. Whatever activism you're doing, whether it's running for political office or civil disobedience or making media, you never know who's watching, you never know who's listening, and you never know how many people you're going to touch. And it was amazing watching this video footage.
I dedicated 4 months of my life to defending Jason Talley to keep him out of jail on obviously corrupt court orders. And, you know, I just watched the stuff from afar until I was like, "That this is too much." You know, this is how far will it go? There's absolutely no accountability if you work in the government, and that is completely contrary to the Constitution.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up what you want. Also, I'll finally fill you in on this magnet story. They have really banned magnets. We'll tell you more. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Don't forget, some of the features on our site include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. It's essentially our message board. And also we'll post show prep items there as well. So whatever we use on the show during the night, we will post it there after the show over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. They really are three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy. Your business is therefore handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. It's right there at the top of the page. Once again, SACL CAI. It's actually at the top of our banner column. Once again, our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can take control here. Now, Mark, or rather Brad, was there anything further you wanted to say about the activism and people's, you know, the people that are looking at it, the more of the disobedient style activism and the corruption that is revealed as a result of it?
I would just say that for the people who are listening who have a bad taste in their mouth for what, you know, happens here in Keene with the activism, okay, that's fair, but, you know, you can have your opinion on that. But I would hope you would share the opinion that the government is supposed to follow the Constitution, treat people with respect, and, you know, not hold personal grudges against people. Even the worst sex offender deserves to be treated with dignity and respect and to have their rights respected. And
well, that's going to upset people.
Well, that's fine. People can be upset all they want, but constitutional rights can't be traded away and natural rights can't be traded away just because someone is unpopular. And, you know, perhaps people within government around here think they can treat you, you know, in a more disparaging manner simply because you've done things that are unpopular. But that's not how the system is supposed to work. And I would debate any person of any rank, of any government office on that, because it's just true.
You know, you mentioned the respect level that the people who are accused of crimes receive. I was looking at some of the comments on these articles about the killer, the Colorado shooter guy, and it was really disturbing. I mean, look, what the guy did was horrible, or what he allegedly did was horrible. I mean, there's no excuse for that behavior. It's terrible. There's no way he can possibly restitute all those victims. Even if he worked, you know, 20 lifetimes, he wouldn't be able to restitute a portion of those victims.
Assuming he did it.
I said allegedly. But what's really outrageous to me is that people, their responses are just disgusting. Like, if you read some of these, I don't have them in front of me right now because they're horrifying, but, like, you know, people want to rip his skin off his body. People want to torture him in a variety of different ways. They want to subject him to all manner of just horrifying just punishments. And it's just so, so gross. And, you know, you wonder why we have sick people in this society doing horrible things, because society is sick. People here in America are just horrifyingly disgusting in what they want to do to other people that they consider to be bad. Those things are just as bad. I mean, wanting to retaliate against somebody who's done something horrible by doing something more horrible to them or doing something equally as horrible to them, it just shows how ill people are. The one person that I've heard thus far who I really think is, you know, the one response to this that I think has been interesting was one of the victims apparently went on Todd Schnitt's show, and, you know, credit to Todd Schnitt for this particular interview, but normally I think he's a hack, but he had on, he's one of these other talk show hosts out there.
My friend works for him.
Yeah, and he had on one of the victims of the shooting who survived and I guess took three shots. And this guy said he is willing to forgive. He forgives this shooter. In fact, he would like to talk to him. And just, you know, you don't see that very often. Very few people are willing to say.
Yeah, he broke that story, and the guy got on several other news outlets. And, you know, I guess he's going to be up in front of his church this Sunday talking about it. So
yeah, he's talking about forgiveness. And most people don't have it within them, I guess, or aren't willing to consider it. I mean, if one of the victims can forgive this guy, shame on anybody else who's like, whoa, I say we skin them alive, or whatever other horrifying, disgusting, sick, inhumane comments these people are leaving.
I mean, didn't things like this happen to people who were accused of witchcraft, you know, back
they burned them at the stake.
They burned them at the stake. And I think a real judge of a society or a community is how the community treats the worst amongst it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this person obviously committed a horrific act, and I think, I mean, this person, I read, has some serious delusional issues. So
he seems to be high, you know, mentally ill.
Yeah, exactly. Really, this person needs to be confined to protect society, but to advocate torturing this person or hurting them, I mean, that's as bad as the behavior as this person exhibited.
Right. No wonder he's mentally ill. Look at the society in which he's living. We've got Jim on the line. He's in Virginia Beach. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Mark. Jim in Virginia Beach. Going once. Hey, Jim.
Ken, actually.
I'm sorry, what was it?
It's Ken, actually.
Ken, welcome, sir.
Hey, yeah. Ken.
That's all right. I had a couple things. Actually, I'll hit one on the subject you guys just jumped on. But my first one is for Mr. Jarvis. I've heard through your videos that you posted up online that the Supreme Court has ruled in several, I guess, hearings or whatever cases that they've had that the police have no responsibility in protecting the people. And I was just kind of curious as far as how is it that you found that out, whether it was when you were, you know, an officer, or if it was just something that you stumbled on.
Well, I think you're actually thinking about Ian, because you reference this quite frequently about how the United States Supreme Court has said that the police don't have a responsibility to protect individuals. Police have a responsibility to protect society.
Which means nothing.
Right. Effectively, that's what it comes out to. But the problem with that is, and you bring this up quite a bit, it's sort of a logical fallacy that in order to be a citizen, there needs to be a obligation of protection from the government.
Right.
And without that obligation of protection, our own Constitution says the surrender that you give of your rights is void. But, you know, these things are very incompatible, but it's the way it is. So are you a citizen or not? I don't know.
So I'll answer his question. How did I find that out? It was Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. MarkStevens.net is his website, M-A-R-C, Stevens, MarkStevens.net. But anybody that Googles the phrase, no obligation to protect, will find the court cases that we're talking about.
Interesting. The other one is I want to reference a website, Infowars.com. And I found some actually.
Nope, we didn't hang up on you. You're still there. If you want, you can hang on. We can talk about whatever your other issue is here in a moment. Jim is with us, 855-450-FREE. And you can be on the lines as well. Bring up whatever you want, 1-855-450-3733. Take the time to look that up, by the way. No obligation to protect. The court case, one of the court cases that will come up within the first three results is very disturbing. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. We've got archives. You can click and download as many as you would like. They're right there. You just get them and enjoy. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no mandatory advertising you have to watch or anything like that. Just go and enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. In fact, they go all the way back to late 2006, all of it totally free. You can enjoy them through our SoundCloud page as well. Download and share them, which is really important. When you hear an episode that you like a lot, then share it on your Facebook page or via Twitter or whatever other social networking site that you happen to enjoy. And the button, the share button on SoundCloud on each of our episodes makes it really easy. You can just find our SoundCloud page by going to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and you'll find our link to SoundCloud right there. Just click on that and then go and enjoy SoundCloud because it's a pretty cool little service. And it's been a nice addition, I think, to our site.
I think it's working out.
Yeah, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls. Jim is still with us. Jim, you had another issue you wanted to bring up, so go ahead.
Yes, as far as the whole issue with the shooting at the theater in Colorado, don't be so quick to make the judgment that, you know, he's guilty, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason
we did say alleged shooter earlier.
But as far as to say, you know, whether, you know, there's a good chance that, you know, he did it and, you know, done deal. And I know everything's alleged right now because everything is still being investigated. However, I'm going to reference a website that I go to and I look at things. And so far with the stuff that I've tracked down, it seems to be pretty legit. And it's Infowars.com.
And you're saying the website is legit?
You know, at least check it out.
What's
they've
what's
been doing
legit?
A lot of coverage on that particular deal situation.
I'm very familiar with that particular site. It is the site run by Alex Jones, and
right.
it is and one of his sites. And I would say that sent a message to one of Alex's producers the other day. We had him on the show once in the past, and I'm actually inviting him back on to talk about one of his videos that that he made recently. You know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. I think Alex does some good research, especially when it comes to the police state. But I think there's also a lot of conspiracy theory there and a lot of of suggestion.
Well, as far as like the conspiracy theory side of it, there has been some stuff that is actually true. And one of the things I reference is, you know, believe it or not, whether people know it, we are actually building concentration camps within the state, and it's actually being ran by DHS, and they have.
Are you talking about the FEMA camps, the alleged FEMA camps?
Yes.
Okay. And what evidence do you have that that's true?
I actually have the PDFs from the military, which has been leaked, and that has actually been checked out because there was someone that. You know, sent an email to someone out in some western. I can't even think of the fort, but it's some army fort out west. And I guess she had like.
It wouldn't surprise me. You don't have a lot of detail. I understand that you know. It sounds like you're new to that website.
You have this publication out there, but it wasn't meant for the public to see it,
Jim. Look, man, I get where you're coming from. I understand the concerns that people have, and if it's true, then it's, you know, obviously a really bad idea. And this has been something that's been floating around for years, the idea that there are these FEMA camps out there. Some people claim they have evidence of it, and the evidence is really kind of questionable. Well, there were some photos of an old train yard that they claim was
video.
There's video of it as well. They claim it's a FEMA camp. There's photos of cattle cars that they claim are actually meant for humans.
Big black totes.
I don't have anything like that. I have the actual like PDF, and it has all the military grade stamps on it. I used to be active duty, so I mean I know what I'm looking for as far as that kind of stuff.
I totally understand where you're coming from, and maybe it's true. But, you know, and that's if that's the case, then what are you going to do about it?
Right. Well, but I'm saying, you know, some
I'm
of
not going to answer that question.
On there is not just the conspiracy theory. I actually look for, you know, actual documents.
I understand where you're coming from. My curiosity is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, it's just the knowledge is the power.
No, how does that give you power over anything?
Wait a second. Now, most of Americans think that JFK was assassinated and it was some kind of plot, whatever plot it might be. There's a conspiracy theory that most Americans believe. The majority of Americans do not believe the Warren Commission story. How is knowledge in that area power?
No, I'm saying the knowledge that is out there.
No.
Nope, how is that really knowledge isn't. Power?
Answer me how the biggest, most successful conspiracy theory yet has provided anybody with any kind of power.
I don't get into conspiracy theories. I get into actual concrete stuff like actual documents.
Well, fine. I mean, there's documents surrounding the JFK incident. I'm asking
how you came out on his deathbed saying it was the CIA.
Because I don't know anything about that.
This is the one guy who doesn't know anything about the JFK assassination. Look, there was a guy that came out on his deathbed recently and said that it was the CIA who set up the killing. So there's all kinds of information out there, and some of it is, you know, verifiable, viable sources.
My contention isn't that what you're saying is not true. My contention is that what you're saying doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
it may very well be true, but it doesn't matter because conspiracy theories don't matter because the most successful conspiracy theory to date hasn't mattered.
I mean, there's so much stuff going on right now that is provable is not a conspiracy theory. Like the U.S. has about 4.4% of the world's population and 22.5% of the world's prisoners. That is not a conspiracy theory. And I mean, Alex Jones, as you say, Ian, on the air quite frequently, he does a great job talking about the police state. But where I sort of, you know, I don't listen to Alex Jones, but where I've in the past sort of lost interest is getting into the conspiracy theory stuff.
And maybe this, maybe, you know, maybe you're right, Jim, and this isn't a conspiracy theory. You seem to be convinced. You've got the documentation, and let's say that you're absolutely
I believe
right.
in conspiracy theories. A conspiracy theory only means that two people got together and had a plan, and, you know, somebody has a theory about that. I don't disagree.
So, look, I know that there's a chance that what you're saying is absolutely true, and that they have, you know, camps that they want to put people into. We know they're already putting people in camps for the purpose of immigration and things like that. Of course, as Brad points out, they've got jails all over the place that people are being crammed into, and they're building new ones all the time. So none of these things would surprise me.
We're kind of getting off the track, and as far as I'm not saying, you know, everything that he's going to put on there or anything or everything that that he puts out there is going to be, you know, just, oh, yeah, you know, big old conspiracy. And
I got you, Jim. You like the website. I'm glad you liked it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I just don't think that there's much value to the United States government incarcerating a large percentage of its population. I mean, at this point, they have a great system. Their system is the new slavery. The new slavery is citizenship. Citizenship is they claim to own you. Not citizenships as they define it, which means that the government has an obligation to protect, because they don't. Citizenship is a claim of ownership over people. Mm-hmm. The United States government claims to own you no matter where you go. You must pay them. If you make more than $80,000 a year and you live anywhere on the planet, you must pay them for the fruits of your labor. How can you claim that that's paying for the roads or whatever that you haven't driven on in a decade? Or, I mean, you know, there's no, it makes no sense at all that the government can claim a portion of your the money you make when you're half a globe away. But they do, because they claim to own you. They own your land because you have to pay them on an annual basis in order to live there, or biannual, whatever you pay your property taxes. They own you, they own your property, and that's why they don't want to lock you up. You cost them money locking you up.
Right, they got to take care of you. Right now, you take care of yourself.
They can lock as many people up as they want, as evidenced by the fact that they have the largest amount of prisoners in the country.
Well, right, and you look at the 2004 presidential Democratic and Republican National Conventions. They did lock protesters up en masse in an old train yard in New York City at one point. So they'll do this stuff to you. What are you going to do about it?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Whey. One World Whey is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Whey will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Well, once again, freetalklive.com. There's a lot of stuff there. And if you enjoy this program and you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us out, you can do that by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there. Amazon EU, not EU, but UK. Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon US. You can go and get pretty much whatever it is you're looking for. Although now and then they don't actually have what you want. But they most of the time do. In fact, I was looking for these magnets that have been that are probably going to be banned here. Or have been banned. We'll tell you about those in a little bit. Amazon doesn't have those. But most of the time they do. And you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. So whatever you're looking for, check there first. And make note, because they're probably going to have the best price. And you can, of course, get all the Amazon user reviews and the free Super Saver shipping that you're used to. It's the great Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just entering through Free Talk Live's portal. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, let's go to Melvin, listening in Decatur to WBHP. Hey, Melvin.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey. Enjoy your show.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you just piqued my interest when you all talked as if the people that wanted bad things to happen to this guy that killed those people, as it sounded to me as if you say they're like crazy people. And I actually think that when somebody hurts you, it's a natural instinct to want to hurt them back or hurt them more, you know.
I don't think they're crazy, sir. I just think they're really angry, and people who are really angry and upset shouldn't be making decisions like that.
Well, and you may be right. It may be the natural instinct to strike back, to be angry, and to try to get even. But I think that we're better than our instincts, and that we as human beings can rise above those instincts. Don't you?
Well, I agree with that, but when it's obvious that somebody has done something, the way I look at it is a guy caught me off guard one time and just hit me in my stomach and like knocked the wind out of me, and it hurt awfully bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
The first chance I got, I buffed him upside his head, you know, and his eye, and got a good lick in around his nose because I wanted to hurt him more than he hurt me. Now, those people, I just admire that man that you all said something about somebody want to talk to the guy and want to forgive him.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's wonderful and that's great. I could forgive that guy also, but I still want him to die. Just because I forgive you don't mean I want you to not pay for what you have done.
Have you ever heard the expression, an eye for an eye makes the world go blind?
I've never heard that one.
Seriously?
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's what the way I've heard it.
Yeah, that's from the Bible. But, you know, it's a rebuttal to the idea that an eye for an eye is a good idea. And, you know, the Bible was written at a time when, you know, they didn't have enough money to make jail cells and stuff in order to keep dangerous people around. But, you know, my concern with the... you know, obviously the Founding Fathers took care of the cruel and unusual thing. So the idea of drawing and quartering this Holmes character, Jim Holmes here, is probably not up for debate.
But some people would want that.
But they probably would. But the death penalty, the biggest problem I have with the death penalty is that the world is made of imperfect people. And imperfect people will judge Jim Holmes. Imperfect people will, you know, prosecute him. Imperfect people will, you know, will execute him if he's executed. And there have been more than 200 people released from death row since 1970 when they brought it back, or whenever it was, 71.
When it once again became constitutional,
yes,
to kill people.
Yeah, when it was ceased to be it was unconstitutional for 18 months. And when they brought it back, you know, they've released 200 people since then, which says to me that it's possible to convict an innocent person. And that's the reason that I choose to be against the death penalty, plus the fact that it costs a lot more to try to execute somebody.
Absolutely.
You think it costs more to execute them?
Absolutely, it does.
Here in New Hampshire, sir, Mark. Here in New Hampshire, there's one man on death row, a man named Michael Addison, who killed a Manchester police officer. And I remember reading that the state has to build, I believe it's a $1.3 or a $1.4 million death house in order to kill this one black man in a state of like 98% white people. If his execution were to happen today, it would have to be by law, by hanging. And at the same time, there's all these programs that like legitimately help kids that come from abusive families that are getting slashed and cut, and you know, and these kids don't have places to go while the state is spending so much money to kill one person. Now, does that make sense?
Well, it seems to me like it doesn't add up. I can't see keeping these guys around, feeding them and housing them for 60, 70 years. I don't know how those calculations came about right there.
Before you go on, let me explain it real quick. The fact is that there's all kinds of mandatory appeals. Lawyers cost significantly more than bologna sandwiches. You know, I mean, it doesn't cost much to house inmates. The fact is, you know, if there's 100 or 101 inmates in the average jail, it doesn't matter. So, and it doesn't really matter if they make, you know, 100 or 101 servings of beans, as far as the money goes. But it really matters when, you know, some inmate has to get 15 different, you know, legal situations going on, and there has to be judges and stenographers and lawyers and all kinds of people, clerks and all those kinds of people are paid.
Not to mention the death penalty has never been proven to be a deterrent to crime anyway.
Right. If you look at the states where they have the death penalty and the states where they don't have the death penalty, you'll see no correlation in deterrence.
I think we have the death penalty for the same reason why 14-year-olds can get legally married, and that, I mean, it comes down to religion.
Mm-hmm. You know, that make a lot of sense what you guys say, and I really do appreciate that. But I honestly believe that some of these people just need to go. Like this guy right here, he just need to go. And I know
he hasn't been convicted. He hasn't even been convicted yet, and you want to put him to death?
Yesterday.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
you know that his face was that the person who did the shooting in the theater's face was covered. No one saw this person shoot.
I mean,
right, do you have any doubt who'd kill those people?
I wasn't there.
Is there any doubt in your mind who killed those people?
Yes, I do not make judgments about things that happen half a nation away. I just don't know.
Sir, try to think of things in this way. Imagine if it was you that was accused of a crime and you didn't do it, And whatever standard you think should be in place to protect your rights, that same standard should be in place to even protect this person who, you know, most likely is the person who did it. But this person still deserves protection for the same reason.
They deserve to be, you know, given a trial and have the evidence
exactly
shown and convicted by a jury of his peers.
Some of the most noble people, I think, are criminal defense attorneys that represent some of the most despicable clients. And the reason for that is they're not protecting that particular person. They're protecting everybody else, because if even the worst amongst us can't have a fair trial, that means the state can run roughshod over everyone's rights.
I would rather have 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person be put behind bars. Wouldn't you, Melvin?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. What if it was your son or daughter or you? Well, it's a lot of hypotheticals you could put in there.
No, you know, that's not a hypothetical. There are innocent people that are put behind bars, and it's wrong every single time. If it was you or your son or your daughter or your wife who ended up being accused wrongly of a crime they didn't commit, if you could press a button and release 100 people from jail who absolutely were guilty, but also release the person you love, wouldn't you do it?
Well, but the key word you just said was wrongly. In this case, he's not wrongly accused.
You don't know that. He hasn't been convicted. Apparently, he's been convicted in
your
mind.
Even the people who were in the theater don't know this is this case. Now, there's a conspiracy theory out there. I don't know if this is true either, but you don't either. Is that the United Nations has some kind of gun ban thing that's coming, going to be ruled on next week.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Whatever it is. I have no idea. And what if, I don't know, I mean, in this crazy world of intelligence agencies, you know, what if somebody from some super secret, the National Security Agency or whatever decided that they wanted to see a gun ban in the United States, and they thought the best way to do that was to have a massacre. So they slipped something into this guy's fruit punch. They brought him along and they dropped him off in the parking lot after they shot up to the movie theater dressed just like them. We don't know what could happen. It's a far-fetched story, but you just don't know.
We know that he told the police that his apartment was booby-trapped also.
Is that so?
Were you there for that conversation?
Or are you taking the police's word for it?
Or are you taking the mainstream media's news word for it?
Melvin, thanks for the call. I'm sorry to hear you've already convicted a man without any real evidence being presented or court trial. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. Well, the media has determined he's guilty, so therefore he must be guilty, right?
I think he's probably hung.
The media's never wrong, right? Media wouldn't make mistakes or jump to conclusions or possibly do whatever it is and report whatever it is the police tell them without question. No, they would never do anything like that. Just believe everything you're told. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.